is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, just a right hamstring, little tweak, I guess, strain, whatever, day to day.
When did it happen?
Running during that inning.
So you don't really have any idea how long you're out?
I mean, hopefully just tomorrow. We'll see though.
Okay. Alex Paul, Kiki Bregman. Toughen up. No, just kidding.
He got hurt running?
Got hurt running. Wait a minute. Well,
it is baseball. I can see how that might happen. Oh, he sprinted.
No one, so no one ever
hurt.
Runs in baseball, so they don't know how to do it.
Wait a minute.
It.
What do you want me to do here?
That's not a good thing. Bregman's hamstrings. I don't want to hear that. The Astros got their bitches in town.
I told you. Minute Maid is the house of horrors for the Yankees. They don't want no part of this.
They don't want no part of this. Astros bitches. Hey, we're going to be at Prime on Friday. We're going to play in the tournament, $10,000 guaranteed. I'm going today to play in the Pot Limit Omaha tournament. That's a lot of fun. Come and play at noon. Starts at noon. You get points towards big cash money at the end of the month. It's the only place that's doing this. And Saturday, come on by, okay? SwingZoneGolf.com. We're going to be playing a two-man scramble simulated. These simulators are awesome. Full bar, free Coronas. It's just $50 a guy. There's going to be prizes. There's going to be, you know, the winner is going to get paid. It's going to be fun. So we're going to do this. This is up in the Tomball area, swingzonegolf.com. Get there, and we're going to pick a player to play with me. Maybe, I don't know, maybe tomorrow or it's got to be tomorrow or Friday, we'll pick this player that's going to be my partner. So go to our website, ESPN975.com, ESPN975.com, to try to be my partner. Or if you got a partner and you guys want to play against us, do that as well, swingzonegolf.com. That's going to be fun. We're going to watch the Masters third round. They got a giant TV, and as I said, Coronas for everybody during the tournament. It'll be fun. Let's go. I think real fans knew that Biggio and Bagwell were not going to win us a championship and understand the same feeling with James. The question is, do you want to get to the dance and never win? I don't know what is, can we stop that they're not going to win? What changed? This one game changed everything for everybody. Really?
I don't think it's this one game.
No. But let's go. This team is going to win in the play. You know what? I can't wait to see this team come out of the four seed and win the championship. I can't wait for this. I don't feel any differently about this team than I felt the other day. They're going to beat the Warriors, and they're going to beat them in the second round.
I think some people would say none of what happened last night really changes it. It just confirms what we've already believed. There's something missing. Some people believe there's just something missing, and I guess if you have to start with a superstar, it starts with James for a lot of people. There's just something not right about the Rockets.
Well, they missed the shot at the end, okay? Paul George hit a beautiful shot.
Well, that's not the deal. It's the 14-point deficit that you blew.
They blow a lot of leads. There's no question about that. That's got to stop. But yeah. You know what? You know who to blame for this? Jeff Bezdelic. Yeah.
Really? Because he wasn't the issue when Paul George said it the last time. We knew we'd come back because this team gives up leads.
Well, he's the defensive coach, and now he's the head coach, and they're screwing this up. When Mike D'Antoni comes back, heads will roll around here. Going to kick ass now.
No,
Mike D'Antoni back.
Roll.
This is on him. I'm listening to the country music on 97.5. We know. So download the app, ESPN 975, your app, ESPN 975 Houston, and download it. I know. It's bad. It's all bad in Beaumont. We got a tweet from Beaumont said, "We get you guys. We have the best signal in the world on 975, and we're still hearing country music."
So that's proof that, this isn't us this time.
No, they're stepping on us. They're stepping on us. So, Some country music. I know. I mean, it. First thing this morning, I got up and I'm listening to Mike Golick and Wingo, and I'm like, oh, piss. It's all country music.
And it's probably not Lil Nas X, is my guess.
That's no, not it's not Lil Nas 10. It's not
him. Take my horse in a terrible bar.
No, that's a, what?
This is just, this is not a, that's, this is a one-time thing.
That's a Billy Ray Cyrus song, okay? Yeah. So, Dal, we were buying people again last night.
For what? Oh, the NFL, what are you buying?
No, the Masters. Even better, the Masters.
Of course. Yeah. Were you on this call, Lance, FaceTiming, purchasing people?
I was not. I was nowhere to be found. I was having, I was actually aggregating draft slotting and watching the Astros at that particular time.
So, John, who did you buy last night?
I've got, let me get, Jordan Spieth. I'm going to put $45 on that young buck.
Did anyone talk like that?
No. Not one person talked like that. They mostly talked like this. I'll take Rory. yeah.
Did you call any of your golfers young bucks?
No one calls anyone a young
did
buck.
Did you look at anyone's hindquarters or anything like
no,
that?
No, we didn't look.
Did you check Tony Finau's teeth? At any point?
No, we did not.
Tony Finau's
teeth. Check Tony Finau's teeth. No teeth were checked. No buttocks. No rear quarters. None of
and
that.
What was your auction for?
It was for the Masters. You buy players, and there's a gigantic, and by gigantic, I mean gigantic pot. And if you win first place, you win 32% of that gigantic pot, and you go home happy if your player wins. It's not easy, though. But it's a lot of fun, and now you root for Rory McIlroy. That's all.
That's who you purchased?
I didn't. I was with someone who did, and he's paid a lot of money.
So you were the caddy for this guy?
I was the caddy. No, we played yesterday. I went over there. I'm not much. I'm not. I don't like to spend a lot of money doing this. So I didn't get in on it. I've been in on it before, and it just makes me nuts all weekend long. Because every shot he misses, I'm like, I want to just destroy him. So
yeah, just like fantasy football.
I'm not good at it. Right. I'm not good at this.
Fantasy football makes you mad at people.
Yes. It makes you mad. Especially when there's a lot of money. I mean a lot of money involved in this. So I don't want to. It's for rich guys. I'm not part of this.
So this is a big, it's a big pot.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
why are you there with the Richie Riches?
Because I went and played golf, and I've been in this thing before, like I said, and I've invested in it, and we won, but I just couldn't take it. My stomach just can't. I just it twists my
just
guts.
Don't watch your Masters, then you'll be fine.
I know. I'm going to watch my Masters and enjoy it now, as opposed to, you know, freaking out every 20 footer that a dude misses.
So for you golf, for you hardcore golfies, like is that what we call like foodies and golf? Are you golfies?
Are they? I think they're just golfers.
Putties? Are y'all putties?
Do you have a? Do you guys have like Chippies? A nickname?
They're called
you call
golfers.
Chipsters?
No.
Chipsters.
They're not chipsters or putters or.
So did chipsters get super excited about this par three contest that's going?
No,
are y'all super
no one cares
excited?
About the par three.
Are you watching? Are you going to watch it any point?
Yes, going to watch it.
You
yes.
guys aren't called
then
like
you do care. You're a chipster.
Yeah, or flag hitter. Is that what they call you guys?
No, you don't hit flags.
No, isn't that what it's called, the flag?
Yeah, it's called a flag.
Are you flag hitters? What do you call yourselves? You guys don't have a special nickname for you? For
no,
poppers?
There's no nickname. They're called golfers and golf enthusiasts.
You're not called hole poppers?
Are you all hole poppers?
No, none of those things. By the way.
Club maestros?
No. None, zero of those things. You think they're going to cancel the par three today because Magic Johnson stepped on?
Why would they do that?
Because ESPN can't do anything else but that.
Oh my God. Is that on
is this
their
supposed
network?
To be on ESPN?
They run that on their network?
Oh, my God. This can't be an ESPN programming thing, this Masters thing.
No, I don't know. I think
it is on somewhere.
I'm pretty sure it's on ESPN. It usually is.
Right now, I can tell you this. Right now, they are, you know, I got canceled from Colin Cowherd because they said it's literally going to be all Magic Johnson, all Lakers. And he's also located on in California, his home base on radio is here. I totally understood. Do you know how bad ESPN from a programming standpoint is freaking out right now that they've got to carry a par three contest when all of their shows could be talking about this?
I'm pretty sure it's on ESPN. I don't know.
It is broadcast somewhere because I saw commercials for it.
Yeah.
I think it is ESPN.
Par three Masters TV. Let's see. It is on... I don't know. All right. 713-780-3776. 816
ESPN. Ask Twitter. Somebody on Twitter knows.
Time to talk about insurance, Lance. Let's do it.
All right. Let's talk about TGS Insurance, a chance for you to save a lot of money. Scott in Deer Park ended up saving over $4,000, which I don't know what that says about his insurance, about how big his house. I don't even know. That blew me away. And then I get a list of winner sheets that we call them winners because they've saved a bunch of money. And it's really a savings sheet, and I get this like every single week. And some of the numbers I see on here just blow me away. And it's a combination of people having really bad insurance. When I say bad, like really overpriced insurance. And then some of it is you just have huge houses and your insurance is more, or you're insuring, you know, a boat at your home also, or maybe you've really doubled up on your insurance because you also have flood, you also have a lot more jewelry or whatever the case may be in your home. I just know this much. You really have got to price your insurance through TGS. One text, you text the word money to 232323, and within seconds, you are going to get back a firm quote on your homeowner's insurance, and that's one that you can work with the company to find out exactly how much you are being covered for. Now, you're going to get the standard coverage, but if you want to go above and beyond, with additional coverage like I did, an additional $100,000 on my home because I haven't upgraded it for 12 years. If you want to get flood insurance that you didn't have previously, you want to insure more jewelry and things like that inside your home, the odds are very, very good that you can do that for a lot less than you're paying right now. And by the way, they also do car insurance as well. So make sure that you go to tgsinsurance.com. Or maybe more importantly, right now, just text money to 232323 and find out what kind of quote you can get on your homeowner's insurance versus what you're paying now. I think you're going to find the savings are fairly substantial with TGS Insurance.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, the par 3 will be on ESPN today, this afternoon.
Awesome.
So you guys got that to look forward to, which is nice. I'm watching a live stream right now on YouTube. Unfortunately, the live stream is just of the 16th hole, and there's nobody on it. But there's a bunch of people out there. Guys come around. You guys don't know this. But during the practice rounds, guys on the 16th hole, everybody has to skim the ball off the water and up onto the green.
How many times do you think you've started a golf anecdote with saying, you guys don't know this on this show?
Well, I really don't have to say that, I guess.
Yeah.
It's superfluous.
If you count it the number of times you started with, you guys don't know this.
But you guys have never been drinking beer on the 16th hole and eating a pimento cheese sandwich and watching guys skip the ball. This is how good they are. They skip the ball over the water. It'll hit like 4 or 5 times and then up onto the green.
I wish Lance and I should start doing that with things we care about that John doesn't care about. Like,
right.
John, you don't know this, but in Madden 14, the rocket catch was really overpowered, and it changed the way players play the game. Like, things like that.
No, but this is something somebody actually cares about.
People care about Madden.
Yes. No. Yeah. People don't care about Madden 14.
Oh, they fill up the stands. Yeah. No, they'll fill up Staples Center, and they'll sell it out in one day.
Really? Well, yeah. You know, like Augusta National doesn't fill up. Please.
They don't, because you're not allowed in there.
For 4 days 5-6 days of the greatest event in sports history.
If they broadcast on the if on let's say, I don't know what channel, let's say ABC, they broadcast the Masters for 4 days and whatever gaming, they did a Fortnite, a Madden, whatever your NBA game is, and a FIFA, what do you think the television ratings would be higher for?
Oh, Masters.
Dell, what do you think?
Masters.
I'm taking the gaming.
Stop with the gaming. That's so stupid, watching people play games.
We watch people play games for a living.
No. Video, watching people play video games.
They're both called games.
Yeah, no, that's not.
We watch it for a living. And some people watch people play video games for a living.
Right. Right. So does it really matter if you're the 2 or 4 seed? You got to go through Golden State anyway. True. Let's go. Then they're going to beat Golden State this year. Hmm. Yeah. Everybody's down on the Rockets. And they're going to win the NBA championship. And you all are going to regret that you gave up on them, that James Harden sucks, that they can't win a game, blah, blee, blah, blee, blah. Okay? So let's go. It's go time for our Houston Rockets. This is where they excel in the postseason. That's right. Oh, you think?
Warriors come out to play. No.
Yes. Yes.
Not me.
That's it. Warriors come out to play. Let's go. Ain't scared of them bitches either.
Oh my goodness.
Aggressive.
No. You can be scared all you want.
It's all fun and games.
Until the Rockets kick their ass.
Okay, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. When Utah's got you in a death struggle.
One loss and everybody just
jumps off.
It's
not one loss.
Off.
Why do you keep saying it's one loss? People have been concerned about the Rockets' inability, you know, to close games out against good teams for a little bit. This isn't one loss. This is a
one loss.
No, it's not.
This is the first loss of the season.
That's not the case, actually. It's the second time OKC has done this to you, actually. And it's fitting that the guy who made the game winner talked about it last time. Like, yeah, we weren't concerned. We know we'd come back against
this is
team.
Actually a good thing. Because guess what? You might have had to play Oklahoma City in the first round.
Oh, but wait a minute. You have uber confidence with the Warriors, yes. But not against OKC?
No.
What, why?
I'm fine with that. No. Actually, did you see how physical it got with P.J. Tucker and Paul George?
And Russell Westbrook.
I mean, no. They're running down the court. The Rockets are tripping them. Then there's punches in the face. I mean, wow. No. Listen, Utah, those are nice people over there.
What?
You don't have to worry about them.
What?
Yeah. No, this is going to be an easy series over in 5. Rockets and Warriors. Let's go.
All right.
Round 2.
All right.
There it is.
There it is. Yeah.
There it is, Dell.
There it is.
If you don't like it, you don't have to like it.
I don't care one way or the other, to be honest with you.
Stop with the thunder sticks.
You're being fast-paced thunder sticks right now.
Listen. I'm excited. I'm glad they lost last night.
What?
Yeah.
Why? Because you like the matchup in the first round?
I love the matchup.
Okay.
I love this matchup in the first round.
Not afraid of the Warriors, but concerned about OKC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a better matchup. Sometimes you match up better against teams, Dell. I don't know if you've heard.
But the Rockets have beaten the Warriors 3 times, and they've lost they've blown big leads against the OKC twice.
Yeah.
So
that's exactly right.
But the Rockets have dominated OKC for like 3/4 of every game they played. They just found a way to blow leads.
Well, this year, no. So guess what? This has worked out perfectly. Perfectly. Prove my point. Thanks. Good night. Show's over.
No, you still got like an hour and actually 2 hours.
I got 2.5 hours still to go. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here. If you've got a differing opinion, if that's stupid, come on in.
Welcome in, guys.
Yeah, just bring it.
If you're somebody who's stupid, come on in, dummies.
Yeah, if you disagree with this thought, you're more than welcome to bring your stupid thoughts to the show.
Which news channel do you work for? It sounds like you work. That sounds like a thought for a guy who works on one of those all news stations. What news station do you think you'd fit on? Do you think CNN, MSNBC, Fox or others.
Oh, yeah, because CNN doesn't think that they're...
That's why I mentioned
they're
them.
They're all of them.
That's what I'm saying. Which all one do you think you fit on best? That's hey, right. You're dumb. Your opinion's different from mine. Which one do you think you fit on best?
Feels like all of them now.
All of them. Every you can't choose because they're all the same. Your opinion's stupid. Mine is the right one. Okay? That's all of them right now. And you know what? If you don't think that...
John actually agrees with that, actually.
I do.
I think you would fit on Cheddar.
I saw that on my Apple TV. What is that?
That's some random news station called
What's Crackle? That's another thing on Apple TV I'll never watch. Would you like to see Crackle or Sparkle? No.
It's like old, like, bad show. I don't know what Crackle is. It provides something. I don't know what it is, though. Like, shows you don't even want to watch.
Well, if you don't think that Texas Custom Patios are the best, then you're stupid, too.
I agree with that.
All right, I can get with that. Finally, you say something I can agree with. And Texas Custom Patios is really, it's really a matter of finding the right company to, I guess, who's going to build the best product for you, the best patio, but they're going to do it at a very fair price. But you want your quality to be exceptional. And this is something where you don't want to skimp and try to cut corners. And there's a lot of people who actually do that. And then I've seen some of the work that Steve and Shell and Texas Custom Patios have had to go back and correct. And I put myself in that position of that homeowner. And when they think that they're going to get something and a company comes and does a really terrible, cheap job and it looks awful, that's got to be the worst feeling in the world. Like, you just got taken. And they've had to have Texas Custom Patios come out and do it the right way. And the difference in workmanship is night and day. They're going to use the very best products, but it starts with the design. And Steven and his design team will get a design that makes so much sense. When you see it, you'll realize that structurally with his engineer, it's very, very sound. It's going to look beautiful. And the design is the beginning of it because you see exactly what your home's going to look like. And from there, they start the framing process and then the building. I watched it happen. It took 3 months outside my home, and I couldn't believe what they did with that space. It truly made my house a home. It's a place that we love going outside and enjoying it with my family. But if it's going to be something where you want to entertain, you can really deck it out and do some unbelievable stuff with your space as well. Go to their website, TexasCustomPatios.com, and go see all the work they've done. You'll see a before and after, so you truly get a feeling for what they can do for your home. Even if you think there's nothing you can do for me, I promise you, there's absolutely something they can do for you as well. TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Bad news, Rockets lose. Astros win. Colin McHugh against James Paxton tonight in the finale. Then the Astros hit the road for a long series against the AL West. 3 in Seattle, 2 in Oakland, and then on to Texas. So facing all but the Angels in the division on this road trip. Paxton tonight against McHugh. McHugh hopefully throwing much the same way that he was before. But Paxton is an Astros killer. So if they hit him now, that would be a good sign because they don't hit him. For whatever reason, he's had the Astros number the last couple of years. So hopefully they hit him tonight, get out with a sweep of the Yankees, get them in the rear view. The Red Sox suck, by the way, just so everybody knows. The Red Sox suck and will not be able to come back. They won't even make the playoffs this year. What would this start? Which, how bad they suck. And now you take care of the Yankees here, and I don't even know if they'll make the playoffs anymore. So this is a great week for Astros baseball. Great week for Astros baseball. Unfortunately, Bregman hurt with a hamstring. Hopefully just misses this game. and they got a day off and then on to Seattle. Hopefully this thing doesn't linger. We don't want to see this. Is Thunder 6 there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just listening.
Oh, you were just listening.
How bad is Bregman hurt?
Well, the hamstring pull, I don't know. We never know. You never know how long that's going to last. And, you know.
Is it like Chris Paul hamstring injury or like James?
Or Kiki QT.
We're not saying that with Bregman.
No, we can't have that. No. But it's baseball. How much do you have to run, right? I mean, you can get back right away. Just stand around.
Every at-bat, you have to run every at-bat down to first. Does Bregman look like a guy who's going to jog down to first?
No. Bregman never jogs. How about Altuve, the way...
So you got to do some running.
How about how hard Altuve's hitting the ball right now? He was up over the tracks on Monday night. Last night, crushed another one.
Right.
You know, I believe, remember they used to talk about, Seattle Mariner that retired, Japanese. Anyway, they used to talk about him being able to hit homers anytime he wanted. I believe if Altuve wanted to, he could hit 25 to 30 if he really wanted to. I mean, that's how much pop he's got. But he sits down on it.
But I think he sits down on it and tries to drive the ball, though.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he does try to drive the ball, but I don't know about hitting home runs. You know what I'm saying?
I think every player could hit more home runs if that's what they wanted to do, but it would just be too detrimental to their overall output. I mean, that's why they're just trying to drive the ball hard wherever it is. I mean, if they knew it was going to be down the middle every time, I'm sure they would sit down and just try to drive it out of the park. But Ichiro is a guy who said that he could sit down and drive it when he wanted to. He just was literally racing out of the box as he swung to be able to. I mean, he must have had a million infield hits. Of course, Jose Altuve's had plenty of them.
No, he absolutely does. If he
hits it now, what is this now, John? Is it three of the last four that they've scored in the eighth to either tie it or take the lead now?
Yeah.
In terms of their late game heroics? Like, it's happened twice with the Yankees and once with the A's. I think it's three of the last four. I want to say it was Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, right?
Does this not remind you of the 17 team that was never out of it? I mean, when the Yankees took the lead 3-2, I was like, oh, crap. But, honestly, at any point now, after that rough start in the first week of the season, which, by the way, never worried me. You did not see one Sports Map article about how they sucked offensively.
You would just spend entire segments on it.
Listen.
Terrified.
You just have to wait. You can't judge a baseball season until, like, the final week of the season. You can't actually criticize or analyze until 160 games in. But
there you go, Astros Twitter.
That's it. That's a true.
I like how you're channeling Astros Twitter right now.
That's a true story. But you know, this team does have the nuts of that 17 team right now. They're not down, and I think a large part of it is that the bottom of the order is better. You're a deeper team. When Tyler White is hitting seventh as opposed to fifth, when Chirinos is coming up with a big, no, he's not going to, he's going to hit 220. That's what he does. But he's coming up with a couple of big hits already. The other night in Texas, he's had a couple of doubles that have won games for him. So that's a great time.
How about Brantley being able to push everyone down one spot too? I mean, putting Michael Brantley, that hasn't been talked about enough, honestly. Brantley in the middle of that lineup, and then Carlos Correa hitting the ball like Carlos Correa. And granted, he's not the hottest hitter on the team, but Carlos Correa is clearly seen and hitting the ball much more like the guy that we were used to. Last year was just a troubling year. He snuck out of that funk right at the very end, and this year he's hitting the ball hard. I mean, when you look at the lineup, and of course the last, whatever, four games, they've tagged a bunch of runs on the opponents. But now the lineup is looking like it could potentially look, and we see that that's really dangerous what they're doing right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. After that slow start, and not worried about it. Let's go. 713-780-3776 if you want to get here on ESPN 97.5. What do you think of Magic Johnson stepping down? I honestly believe Barstool brought it up. This is all a ruse. You know what? Magic Johnson is still going to be an organization guy. He's going to be able to now talk to all players and get them over to the Lakers. Now he just won't be fined, or the organization won't be fined for it. He obviously doesn't need the money. I mean, why he's with the Lakers and owning the Dodgers as well? Who was it? Gene Woj. He tweeted out, you know, Magic spent very little time. He was team president, but he was always gone. A team president spends so many hours in the office grinding, trying to work the team. That was not what Magic Johnson did. Magic Johnson was a figurehead. And for him now, and for the organization to be having to worry about him and him going after players and getting fined for it, and the organization looking bad for it, that's just not going to be the case anymore. Now he can go and do all of that stuff, only not get paid for it. Although I'm sure Magic Johnson in some way, shape, or form is going to be compensated by the Lakers organization in some way, shape, or form.
This conspiracy theory by Barstool Sports, who is a Boston-based company, is ridiculous anyway. Magic Johnson has no power. I don't think young players care about Magic Johnson anymore. I really don't. He hasn't been able to get anyone over there. He's been a figurehead for a while, and he doesn't. And Jeannie Buss runs a team. Magic is just a name that we all know. He's a Hall of Famer. But Magic's not good at what he does, and I don't think he'll be a factor with the Lakers moving forward. I think he'll always be a Laker, and they'll always bring him in, and he'll walk around in suits and be Magic Johnson, but it's not going to – do you really think – I don't feel like he's going to matter at all for the Lakers. And I think the Lakers have a major problem right now because they don't look like they're close to winning at all. And they look dysfunctional from the outside looking in. And I'm not sure – you know, what's the big appeal? There's two big appeals. One is you want to win a championship when these teams superpower up and gang up and form of a crystal, power of a cat, or whatever, when they try to wonder twins you. And now, what's the allure of L.A. besides substantial cost of living and state income tax? What's the allure? Playing with LeBron right now?
It's still a premier franchise. I mean, that brand
that's
is
fine.
Still
fine. I don't think there's a big appeal, though. No, that's fine. It's
playing
it does.
In L.A.
When's the last time it's been... When's it been a factor?
I don't know. I can see that with the Knicks, but I still think that it would mean something special to play for the Lake. I think it's still a big destination for people.
I don't know. And remember, look, you're dealing with 20-somethings.
And look, if Magic calls you, you answer. And he can at the very least he can get his message across. I'm not buying. I know with Barstool. I know they're Boston bias. I get all that, but I do think it does mean something when Magic gives you a call, and you know, and tries to give it. At the very least, he can give you his pitch. Whether or not you want to play with LeBron, LeBron might have ruined all that. Yeah, I get that. You know, and you know whether or not it's a toxic and LA isn't. People still want to go to L.A., though, Lance, as opposed to a Minnesota or a Milwaukee or an Orlando. Or the Lakers and the Lakers brand does mean something, even
that's
to young
fine.
Guys.
You know, that's fine. I mean, we say it does. When has it meant something? When has it been a factor?
Well,
when's the last time it was a factor?
Well, let them get good again. I mean, it's not that long ago that Kobe was there.
No, that's my point. Let them get good again, but I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. It's a chicken and egg. Like obviously Anthony Davis wants to come over, but if he's not allowed to come over this year, there's another year that LeBron gets older. His game is potentially slipping a little bit. He certainly didn't look very engaged with that team. That young team is still going to be there unless they can. And I think they're going to make trades. I think the Lakers realize this is not a tenable relationship with LeBron James and these young players. We got to get rid of some of this young talent to appease an older player, which is going to potentially be a mistake. But when they do that, if they can't get Anthony Davis, I don't know who they're going to get. I think the Lakers are in a rough situation right now. I really do. And I don't think Magic Johnson matters to young players. Now, you might be right. Maybe being in L.A., of course, living in the city of L.A., yeah, that's still going to matter. I don't know if the Lakers matter as much to some of the young guys as living in L.A. That clearly is going to matter to some guys. But honestly, they're not close to winning. And I don't know that the LeBron pull is quite as strong with young players, especially. Now they're going to look and say, man, this old dude is just going to sell us out the first chance he gets. He'll be subtweeting us because if we're not doing what he wants us to do. I'm not sure that's there for him. Paul George, we all thought Paul George was going. He didn't go. Well, then we thought there was going to be, at least I thought there would be a Kyrie return. And it's not looking like that's going to happen. Then they tried to make it, is LeBron recording Kevin Durant? Doesn't matter. They're just talking like pitchers at a pitcher's mound with a catcher covering their mouths so you can't see what they're saying. But I kind of trust that Kyrie is going to end up bringing Kevin Durant with him. I don't think Magic Johnson matters anymore. I just don't. He would have mattered. Why hasn't he mattered at all up to this point?
Yeah, well, he's
not good at what he does. He's bad at what he does.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not cutting LeBron out just yet.
Did they have money to make? They had money finally last year, and Paul George told them no, and they're like, okay, we'll reset.
And they still have money.
Yeah, they signed all those guys, all those veterans, a one-year deal.
That's what I'm saying. They haven't necessarily had the money at all times because wasn't Magic there? When did Kobe leave? Because wasn't Magic the GM then too? So he had to deal with the Kobe thing, and before they did a complete reset, he hasn't done what he promised, certainly. But I think last year was their target last year, and they only got the one guy, LeBron. They couldn't get Paul George to join them or Kawhi.
It's turning into a hard place to win.
Well, it takes one other guy. Mm. They go find one other guy, and I think it gets a lot easier.
Yeah,
I mean, they had a ton of. Let's remember now, they've had a ton of early round picks, just like. I mean, not exactly the same, but similar to what Boston, and certainly in a similar fashion to the 76ers, the Lakers had a bunch of early picks, and they just haven't panned out. From Randall to Ingram, you know, to Russell, who was with another team. What do they have to show for it? Lonzo Ball. What do they have to show for it?
Well, they missed.
They missed.
Like the Sixers.
I know
missed.
It's a bunch of misses under. Under Magic Johnson's direction, there's a ton of misses.
Well, the Sixers missed on some, but they hit two big ones, particularly Embiid. And the Lakers haven't hit in terms of that. I mean, we think Kuzma is a take, and that was lower. It wasn't a top 10 pick.
Right.
But that's the one guy so far. Brandon Ingram had a nice year when he's not injured or fighting Chris Paul. But they haven't found a superstar like the Sixers did, and that's why they are where they are.
Yep. Kuzma's is a hit. I don't think there's
any. D'Angelo Russell was a hit. He wasn't an early hit.
Though. D'Angelo Russell was a hit, except he's a hit with the Nets.
Because he snitched on Nick Young.
He's snitching. 850
because
ESPN.
He's out there taking videos of teammates. Hey, dog, who are you cheating with? Yeah. Wait, what?
850 ESPN 97.5. Time for us to talk about our favorite place to play poker. And it's not even arguable. The best poker room in the city.
Hey, let me ask you a question, John. Do you remember when we used to play at your house when you lived out in Haley or wherever that house was? And we used to play at that guy named Stoney who would wear a headband.
Oh, yeah.
And Stoney would yell out. Yeah. And Stoney would just say, run the cards. If you were talking too much, he would just scream at you to run the cards.
Right.
And it just meant shut up and deal.
Yeah. And he'd step outside and smoke a joint and then come back in.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I remember that, but you don't have to worry
about
that. At
Prime, you got dealers who just keep the cards running.
Yeah. You know, you never have to say, hey, stop talking and run. You know what they always do? They run the cards.
Run the cards.
Listen, you're a member of a club. You go into that club, and this is how it works. You pay time for that seat. They don't take any money off the table. It's all the money in play stays in play and stays with the players. It is awesome. And you can always find a game. And from now, it'll start tomorrow at 11 o'clock. They will be open all the way until 6 in the morning on Monday morning. If you're looking for a game in the city of Houston, you can come. There's other poker rooms that you go to, and there's nobody there. Or there's one table, and you have to sit and what. And there's, I'm telling you, the most action you'll find, it's not even close, is at Prime Social. It's right there at Stony Brook and Westheimer, the First Light west of Voss. It's the best poker room, period, exclamation point. 10,000 guaranteed, tournament at noon on Friday, 5,000 every other day. All start at noon. Get there, Prime Social.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Quick segment here. Raheel joins us after the break on ESPN 97.5. When's your flight back?
What'd you just ask?
When's your flight back?
3:15 my time, so 5:15 your time.
Oh, okay. Did you see the Texans preseason schedule?
I did see that. I saw the release.
First game at Packers. They're going to go, and they're going to have joint practices prior to the game.
Yep.
Sounds like a road trip to the sardine can. Oh, August cool. In Green Bay. Is awesome. That
wait,
week,
what's the sardine can?
Sardine can is my buddy Chris, who drinks the beer through his nose. That's his bar.
Oh, I thought that was a nickname for the practice facility or something.
No, it's the bar where my buddy who drinks a beer through his nose.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, have you ever been on Stupid Human Tricks on David Letterman?
No.
No, you haven't. Has Chris? Yes. Did he drink a beer through his nose on David Letterman? Yes.
Yes. I've seen it.
Yeah, you've seen it. And they're going to practice there, too, so we'll probably spend the week there.
Okay.
Drinking at the sardine can. They call it the sardine can because you can actually move the wall in and make the place smaller.
Boy, that seems great.
Yeah. No, it. And
this is a normal hotel room, and this is what a hotel room looks like in New York. Squeeze.
You can tarp off a bar? Like, oh, yeah. Reach capacity.
Like
so.
the Jaguar Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's neat. Oh, it's crowded in here. I know. It's the blue tarps.
No, it's like Battle of the Bastards, where they were making it smaller.
Oh, that was the worst. That circle with the sword, with the
spears,
the little spears poking forward.
Yeah. 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 That's what the
Battle of the Bastards. Is it the most intense scene that you've seen on television?
On TV?
Yeah.
I didn't watch Leaving Neverland.
Well, that was intense for a different reason. When I think of the movies, the most all-time intense scene, I think of the Heat bank robbery scene. Because that's just out of control. All the firefighting and the, you know, the going into the streets with the gun. And you're in a movie theater. It's super loud. That was pretty intense.
The bridge.
Obviously, I think the most, and Mao.
Oh God,
the deer hunter gun scene is pretty intense. I think the most intense scene I've ever seen. There's two in movies.
Sicario.
And Sicario's up there. I've got two
scene?
That are better than that. I've got two better than that. The scene with Saving Private Ryan to start off.
Oh.
Right at the very beginning when they're going to Normandy. Oh my gosh. That and then also Hotel Rwanda. Have you ever seen Hotel Rwanda with Don Cheadle? Man, at the very beginning when it's the Tutsis and Hutus, and the Hutus are trying to kill all the Tutsis, and He's trying to keep his family safe. Man, that is like, I can't even breathe for the first 35 minutes of that movie. And it's the same thing with the very beginning of Saving Private Ryan. It's the most intense. You feel like you're in the firefight there.
Yeah.
But that's how Battle of the Bastards felt. I thought I was being squeezed to death.
That was. And you could feel, and Jon Snow's underneath, and he could barely breathe. And, yeah, no, that was good. That was good. 703-780-3776, 858. I got to talk about 4hymns.com, 4hymns.com/John5, 4hymns.com/John5.
Intense scenes.
It is, yeah. If you want an intense scene, okay. I'm pretty sure that you'll see. You know, I'm pretty sure people might be using this in their movies. You know, the kind of movies Dell watches. 4hymns.com/John5. As opposed to using the expensive stuff to help you have relations, how about the generic stuff to help you have relations? And you spend a lot less money. How about $5 for the first month? Now, see website for full details. You have to be approved by the doctor. And you talk to the doctor online. You don't have to make an appointment and miss work and do all of that stuff. What you need to do right now is go to 4hymns.com/John5 and start the process of getting that ED medicine at a better price. Just $5 for the first month. I think it's like $30 after that. That's how good it is. I need you to get there. 4hymns.com/John5. 4hymns.com/John5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.